AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Flash flooding from heavy rain is possible along the Mississippi River from southern Missouri and Illinois through eastern Arkansas, western Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi, lower Alabama, and the western Florida panhandle. At least three people are dead in Louisiana. Thousands of people have had to evacuate their homes. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke.
They're still not entirely out of the woods. There will be additional rainfall today, Saturday, but it won't be nearly as heavy as what it has been.
Thousands of anti-Donald Trump protesters showed at the University of Illinois Chicago Pavilion last night, leading the candidate to cancel a planned rally.
For the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day.
The AP's Alicia Caldwell reports that the effort seems to have been well organized.
It was evident that there were protesters scattered throughout the arena. People were talking in mildly hushed tones about their efforts. You could see people motioning to each other about where they were planning to be, you know, should we tear signs up, those sorts of motions.
Several administration officials say the U.S. is edging closer to declaring the Islamic State group atrocities against religious minorities, including Christians, constitute genocide in Syria as well as parts of Iraq. Secretary of State John Kerry faces a March 17th deadline to make the decision. Keith Emerson, the founder and keyboardist of the progressive rock band Emerson, Lake and Palmer, is dead. Police in Santa Monica, California, say he had an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He was 71. Emerson, drummer Carl Palmer, and vocalist Greg Lake recorded six platinum albums in the 1970s. This is AP Radio News. A deal has been reached to avoid a transit strike in New Jersey. Mike Rossi with more.
The tentative deal was announced Friday night, averting a threatened walkout by workers at 12:01 a.m. Sunday. New Jersey Transit and its rail workers had been without a labor contract for nearly 5 years. The unions were seeking a 2.9% annual wage increase over 6 years, plus improved health insurance payments from 1.8% to 2% of straight pay. About 105,000 people commute into New York by train each weekday, either on New Jersey Transit or in combination with PATH. I'm Mike Rossia.
The general staff of the North Korean People's Army says in a statement read on state media that the military is ready to launch a preemptive attack and liberate the South if it sees signs that the U.S. and South Korean troops who are currently holding joint exercises are attempting to invade the North. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.